Okay. So we do one time homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Okay, so we are doing now lesson. Okay. Okay, so we're doing lesson 10 and. We didn't do the story of Pandita and Ati Pandita. Is that correct? We haven't done that yet. Okay, so we are doing lesson 10, the further readings, page 143. Okay, so first we'll read the passage, then we'll do it word for word analysis. Okay. Atite Baranasyam.
Atite Baranasyam.
Brahmadatte Rajankarente.
Brahmadatte Rajankarente.
Bodhisatto Baranasyam.
Bodhisatto Baranasyam.
Vanija Kule Nibhati.
Vanija Kule Nibhati.
Okay, so the word Venerable Satchananda. Okay, atite means in the past. And here it's being used to mean in the past time, like a long time ago. Baranasyam, this is the name of the city, Baranasi, now sometimes called Benares. Varanasi. Okay, so what case is Varanasiyam?
Locative.
Right, it's a locative case. So in the city, in Benares. Then we have the expression Brahmadatte Rajan Karenti. This all goes together. And what kind of expression is this? Grammatically, there's a special name for this. Do you remember the name?
Locative absolute.
Right. This is the locative absolute. You see, Brahmadatte, that is a locative. And it's the name of a king. And then it goes with Karente. Karente is what grammatical form?
Present participle.
Right, very, very good. It's the present participle in the locative case. And then Rajang is kingship or rulership. And what case?
Accusative.
What?
Accusative.
Accusative.
Okay.
What did you, what?
Yeah.
You said?
Accusative, yeah. Object. No?
Yeah, it's the accusative. You did say the accusative the first time, didn't you?
I did.
You said it.
Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, I would have to accuse you. Okay, so this is the accusative case, meaning kingship, and it's the object of karente. Karente means, this is an idiom, rajang karente. Kareti is to exercise kingship, to exercise rulership. But this is Brahmadatte Rajankarente. This is locative absolute. So it means when the king named Brahmadatta was exercising kingship. And in the Jataka stories, most of the Jataka stories, or many of them, are always referred to the time when Brahmadatta was the king of Benares. So it's just like a legendary name. Okay, and then here comes the subject of the sentence. This is Bodhisattva. This is the Bodhisattva who's going to become Gautama Buddha. So then, Bodhisattva Varanasiyam Vanijakule Nibatti. So the verb here is Nibatti, was born or reborn into, then he was reborn into Vanijakule. That means a family of merchants. And the place where the family lived was Varanasiyam. In what case is Varanasiyam?
Lakati.
You've done your homework. We have to test some of the others. So it's locative, in Varanasi. So in the past, when Brahmadatta was exercising kingship in Benares, the Bodhisattva was reborn into a merchant family in Benares. Okay, then we have Nama Gahana Divase.
Nama Gahana Divase.
Chasa Panditoti.
Chasa Panditoti.
Namang Akangsu.
Namang Akangsu.
So Nama is name, and Gahana is taking or receiving, and Divasa is day. So this is on the day of receiving the name. But maybe in English we would call this the name-giving day. Do we have anybody of Indian descent here?
Brooklyn?
Excuse me?
From Brooklyn?
Do they have like a name-giving ceremony and
not in our tradition.
Not in your tradition. But I think in the Hindu tradition they have the name-giving day, a big ceremony where the parents invite the Brahmin priest, and then they do rituals. Yeah. I mean, it's an important day because that's when you get the name that you're going to be known for the rest of your life, unless you become a monastic, then you give up that name. Okay, so on the name-taking day, then Namang Akangsu. What grammatical form is Akangsu? What is it? Right, it's the aorist form of the verb Karoti. Karoti means to do or to make. And then one of there are actually several aorist forms. So you could say karingsu would be one, but this is in more archaic form, akangsu. They made, namang is the name. In English we would say they gave the name, but in the Indian way of expression, they made the name. Then the chasa here is cha plus asa, and the asa is for him. So they, in English, we would say they gave to him the name Pandito. Pandito, do you know the meaning?
The wise.
The wise one. So they gave him the name, the wise one. Okay, so on the taking it all together, on the name receiving day, they gave to him the name Pandito, wise one. Okay, so Vayapato.
So Vayapato.
Anyena Vani Jaina Sadding.
Anyena Vani Jaina Sadding.
Ekato Hutva.
Ekato Hutva.
Vanijang Karoti.
Vanijang Karoti.
Okay, so the word Vayapato is a compound of the word vayas, which means something like age. But maybe in normal English we might say maturity. Let me just see the derivations. But they just give the compound in the glossary. So vayas means like age or maturity, and patta is the past participle meaning reached or attained. And so we have the compound attained maturity. So when he attained maturity, then anyena vanijena sadding. So what case is anyena vanijena?
Instrumental.
Right, instrumental. And you see the word sadding. Sadding always goes with the instrumental. It means together with. So together with another merchant, ekato hutva means having, literally, having become one, having become unified. In other words, they formed a partnership, a business partnership. Then vanijang karoti, he did business. So when he reached maturity, he joined together with another merchant and did some business. Okay, then the other merchant. Tassa atipandito ti namangahosi.
Tassa atipandito ti namangahosi.
Okay, so tassa is his, that's referring to the other merchant. And then namang, his name, was atipandita. Atipandita means, the prefix ati means very or extremely. So the other merchant was named very wise. So the bodhisattva is simply named the wise one, and his partner is named the very wise one.
It's a great partnership.
Yeah.
There's a conflict at the start.
Okay, so te baranasito.
Te baranasito.
Panchahi sakata satehi.
Panchahi sakata satehi.
Bandang adaya.
Bandang adaya.
Janapadang kantva.
Janapadang kantva.
Vanijang katva.
Vanijang katva.
Lada laba.
Lada laba.
Puna baranasing.
Puna baranasing.
Agamingsu.
Agamingsu.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a complicated sentence. Okay, first, te is they. And then baranasito, what case is baranasito? Anybody recognize this case?
Everything that
from. No. No.
From everything.
What case?
It means from baranasito.
Yeah. Ablative. What?
Ablative?
Right. This is a form of the ablative. This is a special type of ablative. It's not the normal declension form of the ablative, but the ending to can be added to many words to form an ablative, either in the sense of from or sometimes in the sense of as. For example, rupang anichang, anichang rupang anichato pasati. So anichang rupang, impermanent form, anichato pasati, he sees as impermanent. Okay, so but here it's in the normal ablative sense, from Benares. Then Panchahi Sakata Satehi, instrumental plural. But what is the meaning? Anybody get the meaning?
500 carts.
Okay.
Everyone besides you get the meaning.
Okay. So this is, in what case is this? Anyone besides our family. What case?
Instrumental.
Right, it's instrumental. By 500 carts, or with 500 carts, bandang means goods, adaya is what grammatical form?
Data?
No.
Gerund.
Good. Haitian got it. It's the gerund. Having taken means having taken. So having taken merchandise, we could use a singular. Having taken merchandise by 500 carts from Benares, then Janapadang Ganfa, having gone to the country, I guess it would be like the countryside. So having gone to the countryside, Vanijang Katva, having done business, in other words, having sold the merchandise. Then we have Lada Laba. Puna Baranasian Agamingsu. Now, Lada Laba, what grammatical form? It's a compound. What kind of compound is this? Anybody know the name? Good, very, very good. I'm glad you're doing your homework.
And I wasn't.
You're guessing.
Okay, so Lada, the first part of the compound means gained, gotten, obtained, and laba means what one gains. In business, we could say profit. So lada laba is gained profit, literally, and it's a plural nominative, so it's agreeing with te, the subject, that is the merchants. So it's the merchants who have gained a profit. So when they gain the profit, then Puna, again, Baranasing, what case, the rest of the class?
Marketing.
No. Baranasing Agamingsu. I said the rest of the class. We have to get
Agamingsu is
hours.
You are under a vow of silence. We have to test the others.
Sorry.
Okay, so Agamingsu is the aorist.
Yeah.
Number and person? Aorist, what number and person? A person and number?
Third person plural.
Right, it's the third person plural. So it's they went, and then Baranasing is accusative. They went back to Benares. So, putting the whole sentence together, having taken merchandise from Benares by 500 carts, having gone to the countryside, having done business, when they gained a profit, they came back again to Benares. Okay, now Atta tesam banda bhajana kale.
Atta tesam banda bhajana kale.
Ati pandito aha.
Ati pandito aha.
Maya dve kotasa ladabati.
Maya dve kotasa ladabati.
Okay, so the atta just means then. Then tesang is of them. And then banda bhajana kale. This means kale. Kala means time. And this is locative, so at the time. And bhajana means distributing or dividing. And banda again means goods. In this case, it must mean the money that they've taken. Or maybe they do trade, so they get other goods. Like maybe they sell different manufactured goods, and then they get from the countryside, they get the people who are the farmers, they will offer them, you know, rice and wheat and various foodstuffs. So at the time for them to divide the goods that they acquired, Ati Pandita said, he says, so Maya means what case? No. I know he knows the answer. I want the others. Okay, you tell him what it is.
I'm not sure. Evolutive or instrument.
Excuse me?
Evolutive or instrument.
It's not the ablative. It's the instrumental.
Instrumental.
By me, he's saying, by me. This is the way of expression in Pali. In English, we would say, I should get. But Pali has a preference for passive sentences. So he says, by me, two portions, laddaba, should be obtained. Laddaba is, they call this the gerundive or optative participle, to be gotten, in this case, to be gotten. So he says, by me, two portions should be gotten. Okay, and then Pandita, the Bodhisattva, says, King Karana.
King Karana.
So this means, for what reason? Why? Actually, King Karana should actually be joined. There shouldn't be a space. It's like, it's a compound, meaning, it's an ablative compound, meaning, because of what reason? Or in other words, we would say simply, why? And then his partner says, Tvang pandito. Ahang ati pandito.
Ahang ati pandito.
Pandito ekang ladung arahati.
Pandito ekang ladung arahati.
Ati pandito dve.
Ati pandito dve.
So his partner says, Tvang pandito, you are pandita, the wise one. I am ati pandito, the very wise one, the extremely wise one. So, pandito ekang ladung arahati. So, the wise one, and now we have this word arahati, which means to deserve, the original sense, to deserve or to be worthy. And it goes with the instrumental. So the word arahat, used in Buddhism for the saint, the holy one, really comes from a verb which means to be deserving or to be worthy. Because the arahat is said to be like worthy of the reverence of the world. or worthy of the offerings. So he says, and then it's used with the infinitive, in this case, ladun, to obtain. And so the wise one deserves to obtain one. It's one portion. Then the next clause in full, it should say, Ati pandito dve ladung arahati. But you don't have to repeat ladung arahati because it's understood. So the very wise one, or Ati pandito, deserves two. So he says, you are pandito, the wise one. I am the very wise one. The wise one deserves to get one portion. The very wise one deserves two portions. Okay, so pandito replies, Nanu, Amhakang Dvinang,
Ahakam Dvinang,
Bandamulampi,
Bandamulampi,
Gonadayopi,
Gonadayopi,
Sammasamma Yeva,
Sammasamma Yeva,
Kasma Tvang,
Kasma Tvang,
Dve Kotase,
Dve Kotase,
Ladung Arahasi,
Ladung Arahasi.
Okay, the first word here, nanu, hard to really translate it with one word, but it indicates that he's asking a question, like, isn't it the case? Isn't it so? Then comes umhakang dvinang, of the two of us, Banda Mulang. This would be, in modern economics, we would call this the initial capital. Banda are goods, and Mula is the root or base. So the initial capital, and then Gona would be oxen that are used for pulling the carts. And then we have Adayo. Adayo is the plural of Adi. We had this in the glossary, I think, or in the grammatical section. Yeah, on page 141, section 9, it says Adi, the original meaning is the beginning or the starting point. But when it's added to a noun, it takes on the meaning of, in English, and so forth, etc. Actually, we've had this before. So here it's the nominative plural. So he's saying, so Gona are the ox, and so forth, and the other things. And then summa means the same or equal. This is like the Chinese ping dong. Ping dong. And then summa means exactly equal. So he's saying, isn't it the case that for the two of us, the initial capital and the oxen and the carts and everything else has been exactly the same. We've both made the same investment into our partnership. So kasma tvang dve kotase ladung arahasi. So why do you deserve to get two portions? So he says, Ati pandita bhavenati.
Ati pandita bhavenati.
So ati pandita means very wise, and then the ending bhava is just like the English word nis or state. So it's because of my very wiseness, or we could say because of my great wisdom. Now, Venerable Subodha isn't here today. You see, my name is Bodhi. He's Subodha. Bodha, almost the same as Bodhi, but Su also means like ferry. So we went into business together.
There's competition.
We made some profit. Or maybe Dayakas, lay people, make offerings of various gifts. And they put it on the table in front of us. Then he says it's time to divide up the gifts. I'll get two portions and you get one. Why? Because you are Bodhi. And I am Subodhi.
It should have been greed and greedier.
Okay, so then he says, because of my ati pandita, because I'm extremely wise. So, evang te katang vadeva.
Evang te katang vadeva.
Kalahang akangsu.
Kalahang akangsu.
Okay, so evang means thus. And then the word vadeva here means having increased. The word vadeti means to increase, to grow. And here it's the gerund form, having increased. And katang, the object, is this talk or discussion. And then kalaha means quarrel. And akangzu, we already had this, they made. So that's the aorist. They made a quarrel. So thus having, literally, thus having increased their discussion, in other words, their discussion there became more and more, what's the word?
It escalated.
Louder. Yeah, you say it escalated, their discussion escalated, and then they took to quarreling. They got into a quarrel.
Katang is discussion?
Yeah. The noun itself is a feminine singular, kata. Talk, discussion. So dhamma kata is a dhamma talk.
Right. No, it goes back to the Upanishads, the kata Upanishad.
There's a kata Upanishad. But that might be a different kata. I think that has a dot under it. The T has a dot. I'm not sure of the meaning of that. But this is kata. I mean, it's a common word in Pali, kata. Like, the commentary is attakata, discussion of the meaning. Dhamma kata, dhamma talk. Okay, but in this case, their discussion increased or escalated until they were quarreling. Okay, tato ati pandito.
Tato ati pandito.
At eko upayoti chintetva.
At eko upayoti chintetva.
Atano pitarang.
Atano pitarang.
E kasmin susira ruke.
E kasmin susira ruke.
Pavesetva.
Pavesetva.
Well, this is very long. Okay. Anyway, we'll go through. Tvang Okay. Hesu agatesu.
Hesu agatesu.
Ati pandito.
Ati pandito.
Dve kotase ladung arahati ti.
Dve kotase ladung arahati ti.
Vadeyasi ti.
Vadeyasi ti.
Vatva.
Vatva.
Okay, let's just pause here. Wow, this goes on for six lines. Okay, so tato is then. Ati pandito, at eko upayoti chintetva. So this is a long sentence which is constructed by using the gerund to connect together individual clauses. So chintetva means having thought of or having thought. Then what he thinks is put like in as a direct quotation, ut eko upayo. And this is a sandhi for uti eko upayo. Uti means there is, then eko is one, and upayo is a method or means. This is the same, this is the Chinese fang bian, which is usually translated skill, expedient means. So Ati Pandita thought to himself, there is a method, there's a skillful means for him to get two portions, not a wholesome means. So then Atano Pitarang, no, you don't repeat it. Ekasmin susira ruke pa ve seva. So Atano is his own. That this is the genitive based on the word atta, which means self. His own. Pitarang is accusative singular for father. His own father. Ekasmin susira ruke. Susira ruke, this is a hole in a tree. Ruka is a tree, and susira is a hollow of the tree. And pavesati, this is the causative based on the verb pavesati. Pavesati means to enter. And the causative, pavesati, means to cause to enter. And so Ati Pandita caused his own father to enter into the hollow, the hole in a tree. And then he told his father, Tvang amhesu agatesu. Then we have to go to the verb vadeyasi. So, umhesu agatesu. What grammatical form is this?
Auris.
Who said auris?
Me?
No. Anybody from the internet? Are you on the internet? June? Hesu agates. I'm not getting the sound very well. Say again. June? Oh, no wonder. Okay, June? What is that?
They're all muted.
The camera.
You can say she's muted so she can unmute. She can hear you.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
can.
June, you have to unmute.
Yes, Captain. Yep. Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear anything. Now I hear you.
Yes, Captain, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, what? Hesu agatesu, what grammatical form?
Hesu
No. Amhesu agatesu. Venerable Satchinanda. No. I have to get the exact expression. Bolway. Right, it's the locative absolute. Because we have Amhesu, that means us, locative plural. Of course, us is always plural. So Amhesu is us. Agata means it's the past participle meaning come. And here it's locative plural, agatesu. So in this case, when we come, when we have come, then we go to the verb vadeyasi, you should say. And then what his father should say is, Ati Pandita deserves to get two portions. Okay, so Ati Pandita Vatva, having said this to his father, now we continue. Bodhisattang upasankamitva.
Bodhisattang upasankamitva.
Sama mayhang dvinang kotasanang.
Sama mayhang dvinang kotasanang.
Yuta bhavang va.
Yuta bhavang va.
Ayuta bhavang va.
Ayuta bhavang va.
Esa ruka devata janati.
Esa ruka devata janati.
Okay, so bodhisattang upasankamitva. So upasankamitva is having approached or having gone to the bodhisattva. And then he says to the bodhisattva, he says, samma, the word samma, it's not the word samma, which means right, but samma is a simple word meaning like friend. So it's a vocative form, meaning my friend. Then he's saying, Maihang Dvinang. So Maihang is for me, Dvinang Kotasanang, of two, this is the genitive plural, of two portions. Yuta Bhavang, the word Yuta means right, correct. And bhava, again, makes it an abstract noun, rightness, correctness. And ayuta bhava, wrong. Ayuta is wrong. And ayuta bhava, wrongness. So we could take many, many adjectives. In this case, we have yuta, which means right. And when you put bhava on it, bhava means, would be like the state of being right. In other words, that bhava as a suffix is like in English we have ness or ship. Not that. Or hood. Like we have neighbor is the person who lives next door. Neighborhood originally was the state of being a neighbor. Or we have good, and then we have goodness. So we could say, in this case, yuta is right, yuta bhava, rightness, and ayuta bhava, wrongness. And then this is rightness or wrongness. Then asa ruka devata. This means ruka devata is a tree deity, the deity who lives in the tree. And janati means knows. And so this is because this is taking place in ancient India. And so they believe that there are deities who live in the tree. So Ati Pandita says to Pandita, he says, my friend, this tree deity knows whether for me two portions are right or wrong, or whether it's right or wrong for me to get two portions. Okay, now we continue. Ehinang puchi samati. So ehi is the imperative, come. Nang puchi sama, we will ask him or her, I think it's a feminine. So we will ask her. Okay, so then tang tata netva.
Tang tata netva.
Aye ruka devate.
Aye ruka devate.
Umhakang atang pachindati.
Umhakang atang pachindati.
Aha.
Aha.
Atasa pita.
Atasa pita.
Sarang parivateva.
Sarang parivateva.
Tenahi katetati aha. Okay, so Ati Pandita says to Pandita, he says, come, we will ask her, the deity. So then, tung tata netva. Neti, the verb neti means one meaning to lead. Then this is the gerund, having led him there. Having brought him to the tree. Then Ati Pandita says, Aye Ruka Devate. What case is Aye Ruka Devate?
Locative?
No. It looks locative because of the ending.
Accusative?
No.
That's my first case.
Okay, now, Ruka Devata, it's a feminine ending in A. So, maybe I have to explain it. It's tricky. But the vocative for feminines that end in A, the vocative for the feminine ending in A ends in E. So this is the vocative. Aye is like honorable or venerable tree deity. So he is speaking directly to the tree deity. So he's saying, good Lord tree deity or lady tree deity. Umhakang for us, atang. Here atta has a special meaning. It means usually like a legal problem, a legal case. And pachindati, the original sense is to cut off, but in relation to a legal case, it would mean to settle, to resolve. And then this is This is the imperative form. So he's giving instruction. He's saying, settle this legal case for us. So Lord Tree Deity, or Lady Tree Deity, settle this legal case for us. So Ati Pandita is asking the Tree Deity. Okay, and then At Asa Pita, so Atta is then, Asa Pita, his father, Sarang Parivateti, Sarang is voice, and Parivateti is to change. This be Chinese Biao Chuan. Chuan Biao.
Biao to,
what?
For sure.
To change?
To change. To alter somebody's voice, right?
To check for somebody to change their voice. What is that?
I don't know. I came across that word.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you see, he's wants to. If he speaks with his natural voice, then they'll know that this is a human man.
Yeah.
So he's saying, pretending to be the tree deity, so he'll say, Tenahi Kateta. So Tenahi is, like, in that case, Kateta is speak. Tenahi Kateta.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. So in that case, speak, explain. Okay, let's do the whole paragraph again. Okay, so then Ati Pandita thought to himself, there is one method. Okay, then he made his own father enter into a hollow tree, and he told his father, when we have come, you should say, Ati Pandita deserves to get two portions. Then he goes back to the Bodhisattva. Having gone back to the Bodhisattva, he says, friend, this tree deity knows whether it is right or wrong for me to get two portions. Come, let us, we will ask him. Then having brought him there, having brought Pandita there, he said, Lady Tree Deity, settle this case for us. Then his father, having changed his voice, said, maybe it's a feminine voice, Tenahi Kateta. In that case, explain. Okay, so now Ati Pandita speaks and says, Aye, Ayang Pandito.
Aye, Ayang Pandito.
Ahang Ati Pandito.
Ahang Ati Pandito.
Umhehi Ekato Voharo Kato.
Umhehi Ekato Voharo Kato.
Tata Kena King Laddaban.
Tata Kena King Laddaban.
So Aye, again, this is vocative, feminine singular. Lady, honorable lady. Ayang Pandito, this is Pandita. Aham Ati Pandito, I am Ati Pandita, then Amhehi, by us, Ekato Viharo Kato. Voharo also means business. So, Ekato, together, business has been done. So, by us, business has been done together. Or in normal English, we have been doing business together. Tata, there, in a sense, in that matter, Kena, by whom, King, what, Laddabang, should be obtained. Who should gain what? So we have been doing business together. Who should be getting what? Okay, now the deity or the father speaks up and says, Pandito eko kotaso.
Pandito. Should we speak like that?
No, you speak normally. Okay. Speak normally. Pandito eko kotaso.
Panditena eko kotaso.
Ati panditena dve laddaba.
Ati panditena dve laddaba.
Okay, so panditena, by pandita, eko kotaso, one portion should be gotten. Ati panditena, by ati pandita, two, we have to understand, dve kotaso laddaba, two portions should be gotten. Okay. So now this is, Pandita is the Bodhisattva, so this is to show his wisdom. So, Bodhisatto evang vinichitang.
Bodhisatto evang vinichitang.
Atang sutva.
Idani devata bhavangva.
Adevata bhavangva. Jani samiti. Palalang aharitva. Susiram puretva. Aging adasi. Okay, so the subject here is bodhisatto. That's the bodhisattva. So, evang vini chitang atang sutva. So, we have the gerund, sutva, having heard, then atang is the case, the problem. Vinichitang means solved or judged. Let's see what meaning they get here. Yeah, in this case, decided or settled. Evang is thus in such a way. So the bodhisattva, having heard the problem, settled or judged in such a way, now he thinks to himself, Idani devata bhavang va adevata bhavang va jani sami. So Idani is now, then go to the verb jani sami, I will know. Or maybe more, a better translation here would be, I will find out. Devata bhavang. Again, it's the deity state and adevata bhavang, not deity state. But in normal English, we would say, now I will find out whether this is a deity or not a deity. whether this is really a divine being or not. So now, palalang aharitva. No, you did that already. I'm just to explain. So this is, aharitva is the gerund based on aharati, to bring. So having brought, palala is straw or hay, dried grass. So having brought hay or straw, then susirang puretva. Pureti means to fill up. So having filled up the hollow of the tree. Ugging adasi is literally he gave fire. In other words, he set it, in English we would say, he set it on fire. So the bodhisattva, having heard the case settled in that way, he thought to himself, now I will find out whether there is really a deity or no deity here. And so he brought some straw, he filled the hollow of the tree with the straw, and then he set the straw on fire. Then, ati panditasa pita,
ati panditasa pita,
jalaya putakale,
jalaya putakale,
ada jamena sarirena,
ada jamena sarirena,
upari aroiha,
upari aroiha,
sakangahetva,
sakangahetva,
olambanto,
olambanto,
bhumiyang patitva,
bhumiyang patitva,
imam gatang aha,
imam gatang aha.
Okay, so we have Ati Panditasa Pita. So Ati Pandita's father, Jalaya Puta Kale. So Kale is at the time. Puta means, it's the past participle of Pusati, meaning to touch. So here we say, at the time that he was touched, jala, by the flame. So, as soon as he was touched by the flame, ada jamena sarirena. So, sarira means body, and this is the instrumental. With the body, ada jamena means half burnt. Upari means up. Aroiha is the gerund of aruhati, which means to climb. So aroiha is having climbed up. Then sakang gahetva. Gahetva is having grabbed. And saka is a branch. Then olambati means to hang down. And then this is the present participle, hanging down from the branch. Then bhumiyang patitva. Bhumiyang is the ground. In what case, bhumiyang? Not accusative. Bhumi is the nominative.
Is that genitive?
No. Bhumiyang. There's only one possible answer.
Oh, I see. It's not.
Who's, what did you say? Locative. Right, it's a locative. So having fallen onto the ground, imangatang aha, he spoke this verse. So he says, Saduko Pandito Nama.
Saduko Pandito Nama.
Natweva Ati Pandito.
Natweva Ati Pandito.
So he says, so Saduko is good. Pandito, of course, is the name, and Nama, we say, is named. And then Natveva, according to note, is not. Tu means but, and the eva is just emphatic. Ati Pandito, the name. So he's saying the verse means that Pandito is well named, but not so Ati Pandita. Okay, so taking the whole last sentence. So the Bodhisattva sets fire to the hay inside the tree, and then Ati Pandita's father, as soon at the time that he was touched, his body was touched by the flames, with his body half burnt by the fire, he climbed up, grabbed hold of a branch, and then hanging down, he fell to the ground, and then he recited this verse. That Pandito, a Pandita, is well named, but not so Ati Pandita. Okay, any questions?
So what's the point? I guess he didn't know that the father was in the tree, right? He just thought that
he suspected that something. He didn't.
Oh.
He didn't know there was a father, but he suspected that this was some plot by Ati Pandita to trick him.
Oh, I see. Because I thought there's some meaning with setting the fire to the tree.
Well, if it was a real devata, then the real deity wouldn't be affected by the fire. So he knew that, he suspected that Ati Pandita had arranged some plot to trick him by putting a person there, whether it was his father or friend, he didn't know. But by setting fire to the tree, he could find out that it wasn't a deity, but a person. Yeah.
I have two questions. The second line, Nama Gahana Divase Jasa. The Jasa Ja plus Asa, right?
Yeah.
Why do we need the Ja there? What does it do?
The Cha.
Cha. What does it do there?
You know, it doesn't really do anything. I don't know why it's there. But the
second line.
I don't really know. It's enough. I just don't know what. Yeah, it would be just as good without the cha. Okay. You could just say nama gahana diva se asa pandito ti nama
ngakansu. My second question is a little further down. Lada laba. You explained. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th line.
Yeah.
Lada laba. You translated when they gained profit.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it like a lada? It acts like an adjective, kind of a past participle. Lada laba, the profit which is gained. Isn't that kind of a
Yeah, well, lada is gain, and labha is profit.
Right.
So, literally, if it was just occurring by itself, it would mean the profit that was gained. But now we could see from the sentence that it's occurring as a nominative plural, and it's being used in connection with te, the two men. So it means, in this case, the two men who have gained a profit.
Why did you win?
That's to make it normal English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to express this otherwise in normal English.
Okay.
We would say, I don't know how to put it in English without using a word like when. Those who had gained a profit.
So Bande, usually at the end of each Jataka story, they will reveal who's who. So we know the Bodhisattva really become the Buddha Gautama. And who would this Adi Pandito?
Yeah, actually, what happened at the end of the Jataka stories is usually a little additional a passage in which the Buddha identifies who were the actors in the story.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Curious.
I don't know. Yeah, in this case, I don't know. Usually, if there's somebody is trying to kill the Bodhisattva or doing something cruel, then it's identified with Devadatta. But here, it's not anything really vicious or cruel.
And his father will be
his poor father.
Yeah.
It just goes to show there has been unscrupulous business practices for at least 2,600 years.
Okay, maybe any other questions? Let us take
Yeah. But because of the internet, I missed the part you explained. The word you people
are. Wait, I have to increase the volume. Okay, speak again.
I missed your explanation. The words before are the adjective.
Oh, not favor. The note actually explains it. It's n, which is not, plus two, which means but. And then ava is just for emphasis. So it's not favor, but not ati pandita. Okay, any other questions? Let's take a break.
Just laughing, they had the wrong names at birth.
Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break. Then we just have 15 minutes. I'll just go review one thing. Then we'll have to stop.